Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
The moment of firsts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Ann was writing about.
Oh, no.
Hey, Eric. So my husband and I are teaching our four-year-old how to wipe after pooping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My husband told him to fold the toilet paper into squares. I gave him a look and asked him if he himself does that, and he said, well, yeah, I do. I don't fold into squares. I just hold and crumple. Then do it. What do people do more, and what should we be teaching him? My guess is my husband is the minority on this. Just wondering. Thanks, Anne. It's the fold or crinkle question. When it comes to toilet paper, look at everybody just lean back from their microphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish you could see it. Literally, everybody just lean back.
Mm-hmm.
The fold or the crinkle? Kristen.
Crinkle.
Crinkle. She's a crinkle girl. Crinkle. Yeah. I'm a crinkle guy as well, Kristen. Folding sounds weird to me.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Doesn't that
takes too much time.
Takes too much time and just doesn't seem like... Seems like you're just too close to the action.
Exactly.
For it to be so nice.
Yeah, it's seems really, really odd. Is this a kind of question when you woke up this morning you ever thought you would be answering to start your day?
No, not at all.
There we go. There we go. Hold on just a second, Kristen. We've got a prize for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
That would be it for Kristen.
Oh, you have won a 4-pack of tickets to the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
Nice.
They're open Saturdays and Sundays through Labor Day. Discounted tickets at renfair.com.
I'll also confess, I don't even remember having this, like, this learning moment with any of my kids. I don't remember, and your kids are closer to that age than mine. Do you remember the instructional video you had to go through in order to, I don't remember anything.
No, I do know there is a classic bad video called Super Duper Pooper.
Super Duper Pooper.
And it was like such like bad instructional kids TV.
Right.
She is
in
a super duper pooper.
In true fashion, that's how we do it here in America. We're like, here, watch a video.
Yeah, just watch this video.
I'm not going to talk to you about this. Watch a video like you do with everything else.
Yeah, look how happy this kid looks after she goes to the bathroom, wipes, everything's good, and life is good. You go on to your birthday party or
it's
whatever.
Right next to the video of, I'm serious, camp will get better.
Exactly. So I would have to visualize, and I'm not trying to be funny, I would have to see a diagram of exactly what they mean by folding it into squares. You mean small squares? Like divide it by four?
You're not just grabbing it, you're just kind of
either ball it up or you pull it off and you fold it all up.
Oh, all right.
Do you ball it or fold it?
I don't think I ball it, to tell you the truth. I think I might fold it.
Do you fold it all up?
But it's not really a conscious decision.
When using it, is it a flat piece of toilet paper? Does it end up in flat, or does it look like when you take a piece of paper at your desk and you're mad and you crinkle it up and you throw it in the garbage?
I think it's closer to flat than bald.
See, mine is like you've crinkled up and thrown it in the garbage.
I don't think that the balled up piece of paper is gonna do the job correctly.
Well, you ball up a lot of pieces of paper. And eventually, everything gets...
Use the whole roll.
But see, with the bald piece of paper, you're keeping the hand
farther away
from the impact point.
So that's what you're... Okay. Yeah, you want more distance between
fold,
you and...
I mean, you're right there, baby.
Oh, please, no. Oh, God.
You're right there.
I was just far too excited to talk about this.
Way too close to impact point.
I don't, want to go a step further, but if you are talking about teachable moments, I think for... How do I say this?
I don't think I even want you to say it. I have a feeling we're going off topic and to a point I don't want
to. Or it's going to be a third option that it's scaring me.
For a girl, I feel like you need to know.
No, we don't want to.
The funny thing is the song went like this. She is a super duper pooper. She can potty with the best. And then I forgot the next line. They rhymed, mom is really impressed with potty with the best.
The best.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a thing I don't even want that to be in my brain, but apparently it is forever.
Well, just gave it to everybody else as well now in their brains. Thank you.
Go YouTube that thing. You will laugh.
I don't think I'll laugh. So we spoke to five people off the air and asked them if it was a crinkle it up or fold it experience and what would be normal to teach your kids. It was very close. Very, very close. Of the five, three said what?
Fold.
I say three say fold.
Fold it is.
It's just...
Fold it is.
Yeah.
Take the time.
It's just more civilized.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Like I'm in there like a caveman. Me go poop. Yeah. That's what it's like.
Right. Meek crinkled paper.
Yeah. Glad you got up this morning, aren't you, folks?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had to get out of the way. Take it up with Ann. She's the one who asked the question.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
It's Eric in the Morning list time. I'm asking you to take a quick peek at your phone right now because they say you really don't need all those apps on there. Those, you know, 4, 5, 6 pages you scroll through. The average person can manage all the apps you actually use on one page.
Mm-hmm.
I also probably should get rid of Aer Lingus.
Aer Lingus?
You're going to need it maybe never. Yeah. You're not going back to Ireland anytime soon?
I don't see that happening.
Okay.
And that's another one. When I need it, I can download it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. You need to keep it. That's the whole idea. Is this a hard one for you folks? You're already cleared out your phones? 312-233-1019. Like, Nikki, what was yours you said at number 3?
Elf yourself.
What's that for?
You know, when you want to make yourself look like an elf around Christmas.
Oh, is that what it is?
Elf yourself app.
I thought
probably
it was
could delete
else.
That and bring it back a little bit later. At number 2, Nick.
A Bitcoin spinner.
A Bitcoin spinner. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what's a spinner?
No one really understands Bitcoin as it is, let alone a Bitcoin spinner on a whole new level. And in at number 1, Sandy, the app you really don't need.
It's for Sziget Festival in Hungary.
The Sziget Festival in Hungary.
Oh.
Never know when you're going to need that.
Right. Well, you probably only need it if you're going to another Sziget Festival in Hungary.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a one-time thing that they're done that. We'll never do that one again.
Yeah. Yeah. How was the festival in Hungary?
Akira was playing, so it was great, but they oversold the tickets, and it was really crowded, and it was a little intimidating.
Well, you know what? It's good that you saw him because Ed Sheeran reportedly came this close to retiring. Did you hear that?
I did.
I think that was one of his last concerts before he took a break.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran actually nearly retired from music after the birth of his daughter, according to a story that was just shared with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about, you know what? Maybe that's enough of me. Maybe people are done with me. Maybe I should go the route that Whip says artists should go and disappear for life.
Well, yeah. I mean, disappear for a while. People will love you more when you come back.
I stopped playing music for a bit, and the music is entirely me as a person. Then I had my daughter, and I was like, right, that's it. This is me. I'm probably just going to be a dad. I'm not going to play music anymore. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. The only people that make it harder, Nikki and Whip. It's just so simple. You just go, yes, I want it. Yeah. No, I don't.
Mm.
See, that's the problem. I'm trying to give you a situation where you don't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
You just have to respond.
We both want one, though.
Because the response is the interesting part. The thought muddies the water.
Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi. So you've come in for a rash. I've given you your salve, and I surprise you with a brand new immortality pill, but you have to make your decision right now. You taking it or you're not taking it?
Hell no.
Hell no, you're
hell
not.
No.
What? Hell
no.
There's a solid answer.
Hell no. Why not?
This last 2 years have been awful, and I don't want to relive any of this.
Wow, that's the way to look positively towards the future.
All right.
Which actually, Donna, is about right because also, let me find it here, only a quarter of Americans feel very optimistic about the rest of 2021 and the future.
Wow, that many?
Yeah, only a quarter. Feel very optimistic about the rest of 2021.
See,
I'm that guy.
I just feel like
it's
much,
getting better.
Yeah,
very
so much
optimistic.
Bad has happened. Like, how much worse can it get?
And
don't ask that question.
Keep saying that.
Here's another thing, if you want to talk about living a long time or living forever. Another study says the probability of living past 110 is currently on the rise.
Wow.
There's a 68% probability that someone will reach the age of 127 by the year 2100. None of us will be around to see it.
Right.
But somebody will. And a 13% probability that someone reaches the age of 130.
Well, that will happen. So this is not even a joke. Like 100 years ago, the life expectancy was like 37 or something.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
So, I mean, you see from year to year, you might see a little bit of downward motion. But generally speaking, the trend line of life expectancy for humans always going up. And you imagine how the technology now and people are figuring this stuff out. That's totally going to happen.
You want to live to 127?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm in. Come in.
100 more years?
I feel like whenever you talk to the people that do, they're like, I drink a whiskey every day and I smoke a pack.
That's true.
Like,
that's the key.
Well, that's the key to life.
I hit all the nightclubs.
Yeah, let's go to town.
There you go.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta number three.
Puff Daddy trending after BTS performs a cover of his song, I'll Be Missing You.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a big hit. People are loving it. At first, Twitter was thinking that Puff and BTS actually collabed on their own song, but turns out just a cover.
Wonder if he'll do Butter now.
Maybe.
Right.
Oh, hear yeah. That. Trending on Twitter number two.
So now we're going to get a little bit of Olympics news. 20 women competed in the first ever Olympic surfing event at Shiragasaki Beach. USA Olympian Carissa Moore. I'm struggling because, you know, I don't want to give too much away. But I will say that she medaled in the first time bringing home a medal for the USA in surfing. But I won't tell you which place. So okay. It's still a mystery.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I meant to give you more of a spoiler alert on that, but I forgot.
Okay. I'm just going to say
not many people lead with the she won the bronze story.
Well, she could be trending because it's the first ever medal that she's
maybe
bringing
home
for that.
I think it's very possible. Mm-hmm. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Simone Biles is also trending.
By the way, this is going, AJR's mad at Twitter again now.
Simone Biles trending as day four of the Tokyo Olympics kicks off with the most anticipated event, which is women's gymnastics team final. It is happening right now, and I'm sure most of us will catch all of the amazing routines and how they stick it later tonight in prime time. But Simone Biles definitely making a splash online right now. I won't say any more.
I'm going to say more in a minute, but I'll give you a warning.
Okay.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to give people a warning, but like, if you don't want to know, give me 10 seconds kind of
thing.
Okay,
so stay tuned for Whip to Ruin Your Day coming up next.
All right, now I'm mad at Twitter and Whip.
Don't miss the Eric in the Morning Saturday Show. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on The Mix.
312-233-1019, the emergency nap. Well, where do you find that spot? Here we go. Yes. Hi there, Dale. 3 in 4 Americans are so desperate for sleep, they're sneaking in time for emergency naps. Yours takes place where?
It takes place in my car.
In your car?
I have a travel pillow and everything.
Wow.
Wow, you are fully stocked. Now, is it a front seat of the car, back seat of the car?
Just the driver's side seat. I just lay it back, put the travel pillow on.
And nice.
Take a quick nap.
Now, Walmart, Target parking lot?
Usually at work, when I have to, I'll take my break and take a little nap.
A lot of people do their best sleep at work. Mm-hmm. They really do. And how long will that be? A couple hours?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, it's the best 15 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
The emergency nap. Oop, I just lost that one. There goes that phone crashing. Yeah, that's cool. Right in time for the contest, too.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. People are dying for tickets.
Great, yeah. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hi, emergency nap takes place.
In my garage. I'm working from home, so I got to get away from the family.
There you go. There you go. Sneak out to the garage. Now, do you get in the car or you just sleep on the floor of the garage?
Depends on how tired I am.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Curl up in a blanket or just right there on a cold concrete?
I got an old dog pillow out there.
Dog pillow.
Well, a lot of people do the dog angle. Krista, your emergency nap is where?
My coworker's dog bed.
Your coworker's dog bed. The dog sleeps more comfortably than you do.
She's got like this 150-pound Rottweiler, so it's basically a mini twin mattress.
Right.
Have you seen those Costco dog beds?
Oh, they're great.
You can totally crawl up in that.
Does she bring the dog to work? Do you work out of her house? How does that work that your coworker has the dog bed available for you?
Well, I'm a veterinarian, so at work.
Okay. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Hi there, the emergency nap. Ainsley.
My kitchen floor.
Some of the best sleep in there, also on the kitchen floor. And why is that spot your emergency nap location?
Because when you're baking and it's just the most comfortable spot to sit or sleep in when you're sleeping, stuff is in the oven.
The smells, the warmth, all of that stuff just lends to some quality sleep on the kitchen floor, right?
Yep.
That's what I'm going with.
Yep. All right, thank you for the calls.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
312-233-1019. I saw it at a funeral. Hi there, Shauna.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you see?
At my grandmother's funeral, I saw my sister take her ring off her finger, and then my dad
Wait, take grandma's ring off grandma's finger, not your sister took a ring off her own finger.
My sister took off my dead grandmother's hand.
Oh, my God.
She helped herself to a ring that she wanted to keep.
Exactly. My dad was not happy when the funeral was over, and she's already buried, and my sister's wearing the ring.
That's really just...
That's a ballsy move.
It was.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, did you ever ask her about it? Like, was it something planned or just a momentary reaction?
No, I'm the golden child right now, so no, I didn't ask about it.
Right, just keep your head low. Keep your head low. Sometimes you got to have bouncers at funerals. Hey, Katie.
Hey, yeah, my sister actually had to kick somebody out of her dad's funeral.
Had to kick them out, had to roll them.
Yep.
How come? They weren't invited to the festivities?
They were not.
Uh-huh.
They were not a welcome participant in that, so.
And who gets voted? Like, do you have a family meeting on who gets to be the person to roll out the unexpected guest?
My sister was the bouncer.
Yeah. But did you have to vote her, or did she just do it on her own?
Did it on her own.
There you go.
Okay.
Like, we might have a family meeting and go, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. It's not a wedding until what happens, Tracy?
Hello.
Hi.
Tailgating in the parking lot, complete with a keg.
Oh, that's how they would have wanted it.
Yep,
that's right.
And whose funeral was it?
My husband's cousin.
Okay. All right. Was that a request that he had made? Hey, when you come to the funeral, please tailgate outside, or is it something you guys just decided to do?
You know, I haven't seen that before, but boy, they sure made the funeral the best that time you could make it.
Yeah.
That's...
All right. There we go.
Oh,
hi there, Mika.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Micah. Mika.
Hello? Micah.
Hi, Micah. What happened?
I had to go to a wake on my birthday, and my sister let them know that it was my birthday. So instead of paying attention to the funeral, they sang happy birthday.
You don't see a lot of happy birthdays being sung at funerals.
Oh, my God.
It really kind of runs counter to the whole theme.
So think about it.
Yep.
Oh, look who's back.
Uh-oh.
Brandy.
Hello.
You heard my request. You bailed. You left.
I was disconnected. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So you saw it at a funeral.
Yes.
What was it?
There was a fart machine in the casket.
That is good.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
I want that in mine.
Yeah.
For sure you're going to have that.
It was actually awesome. He was a jokester, and he would have really appreciated it. When people were going up there and like kneeling down to pray, my ex-husband would push the button, and people would just look around like they had no clue where it was coming from.
Now that's a funeral I want to go to.
Oh my gosh,
that's actually hilarious.
That's a good way to send you off to the next world.
Yep.
A fart machine in the casket.
Oh, wow.
I want to get invited to that one. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. 312-233-1019. According to people that buy into the Zodiac world, though, the top five most attractive people or top five most attractive signs that have the most attractive people. Mm-hmm. What's number one? 312-233-1019. Hey, Tom.
How about the cancer sign?
Oh, hot cancers. No. No, they don't make the top five. They do not make the top five, unfortunately. It's got to be what, Victoria?
Aries,
no.
Ooh.
But they do get the bronze. They finish third. Aries. All the good-looking people, Aaron, where do you find them?
Gemini.
There it is. Gemini.
That's what I was going to say.
She's been raising her hand for the last, just pretending to touch her hair so she wouldn't be raising her hand. She's been so excited for this answer.
Geminis are so charming. They're the most charming sign, and they're good talkers.
They
convince you of a lot of stuff. And on the surface, they don't seem like much, but
that's
underneath,
okay.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I always wonder how people know.
Who flipped the on switch there, huh? Aaron, did you just hear that? Wow.
I did.
Wow. She was coming in hot there, wasn't she?
Even Aaron's whoa. Yeah.
What are you, Aaron?
I'm a Libra.
You're a Libra. Top five most attractive signs are Geminis at number one, Leo at number two, Aries at number three, Aquarius at number four, and Taurus at number five. What are you again?
I'm a Pisces.
I'm not surprised that Violetta is this wound up by this stuff because of the poll, millennials are particularly picky about their future baby star sign. Of all the different generations, millennials intentionally try to have their babies born under specific star signs.
I mean, February is a good month to be born in, but June is really nice.
Tauruses are most likely to trust the power of the stars, followed by Geminis, Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius. I don't believe any of this nonsense. Aries and Pisces.
Pisces is on the list?
Yes. Yeah. If people could choose their astrological sign, if you could choose it. All right, Violetta, since you seem to know so much about this, what do you think is the number one sign if people were given the option to have one, they would pick?
I'm going to go Libra.
Okay, Libra, no. Any other guesses? Anybody?
Leo.
Leo, no. Whip?
Taurus.
There you go. No, all wrong. Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus.
Yeah, I knew it.
Into the zone. Look at that.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on just a moment. I have an idea.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take these calls. Just hang on. You're going to be a part of this. You know how we, for the longest time, you know, for years and years and years, we did double your paycheck?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we ran out of money.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Because we doubled everybody in Chicago's paycheck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we had to sell that Ram ProMaster for extra cash.
Whatever that means. So I was thinking maybe for a new promotion for the fall, along these lines, we do double your checking account balance. Because watch this. Watch how this is going to work.
Okay.
Right now, they're saying, hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi. The majority of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck, so we're wondering who has the lowest balance in their checking account right now. Like, you have what?
64 cents.
64 cents.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So, like, see what I'm saying, Big Karwowski? So if, like, Crystal won, we'd give her, like, you know, a buck and a half.
Yeah. Round up.
Throw a gumball in there.
Right. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. I mean, think if we could do that for months.
Yeah. Jesus. For great
months.
Idea.
Watch, great it idea. Gets better. Wait.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Jensen.
Hi.
In your checking account right now, how much?
I have 60 cents.
60 cents. Nice.
Again.
And when is payday for you?
Well, I just started a new job yesterday, and so I'm not for another 2 weeks.
Oh, you're going to be floating for a while, floating money.
Get an advance.
So we'd owe her $1.20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets even better. Ready? Hi there, Ron. Currently in your checking account, how much?
Negative $11.48.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
so, under this system, Big Karwowski, Ron would owe us $24. Because we would double his negative, and he'd owe us.
Right.
We'd actually make money on this contest.
Yeah, now you're thinking, keep it coming.
Yeah, would you be up for that, Ron, if we did double whatever you have, so you'd owe us $24?
That would be rough, but
yeah.
Yeah, but you got some words for Eric.
Oh, man, watch this.
Oh, just get
watch
more?
This. More? Oh, boy. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, Eric.
In your checking account.
Embarrassed to say, but negative $507.28.
Kevin owes us a grand.
Man. Oh.
I'm going to throw up.
Wow. How did you get to that point? What happened there, Kevin?
I mean, my wife, you know, with COVID and everything, she does waitressing, and that was really bad. And then we depleted our savings, and she at least did get a job Friday.
Right. Oh, perfect.
Oh, congrats. That's great.
She's got a master's in social work, so she's going to be,
awesome.
Know, sadly, with people with disabilities, the clients she had, they can't go out.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, you know what? Since you have the lowest negative balance, we're going to set Kevin up with something. Can we send him to dinner or something?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Eric. And, you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. Tidbit time. Stories to catch up on a Tuesday. Dining out is about to get more expensive.
Oh, no.
Yep. Business Insider says dining out is about to be more expensive because food prices are expected to climb between 10 and 14% by October. Oh, great news.
Everything is going up.
That's true. Everything is going up. That's a fact.
Great news. Since, you know, I think this is timely, since the Olympics are taking place in Japan, here's a story out of Japan. Woman in Japan ordered to pay man damages for getting busy with his wife.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the Tokyo District Court ordered the unnamed 37-year-old woman to pay the 39-year-old jilted husband $1,000 because she had an affair with his 35-year-old spouse.
Okay.
The angry husband filed a lawsuit against his wife's lover for allegedly turning her into a two-timer after the two women met online.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you go. In Iceland, here's good news, Violetta.
Hi.
The shorter work week trial has become an overwhelming success.
I'm telling you, too many hours at the office can make you go crazy.
I mean, look at, you just are in here grinding every day.
And I'm crazy.
Yeah, until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, blood, sweat, and tears. Not only did the shorter work week leave workers happier with less stress and feelings of burnout, as well as a better work-life balance, they also saw their productivity remain level or even get a little bit better.
An obvious study.
Yes,
exactly.
Do you know there's a wedding flower shortage right now?
Of course there is.
Because of coronavirus, demand is high, and so many people canceled their weddings during the early part of the pandemic. There are so many weddings happening now, the flowers can't keep up.
And flowers for weddings are already so expensive.
Crazy.
Like, outrageous amount.
Crazy.
For things that are going to die in 2 days.
Back to the Olympics. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps says he has no desire to swim professionally again, but might if his sons ask him to.
Okay. That'll make all the difference, yeah.
His sons, Maverick, 22 months, Beckett, 3, and Boomer, 5.
Wow, those are some unique names.
I believe I've met, I told you about my Phelps story yesterday. I believe I've met Boomer and Beckett, but I have not met Maverick.
Maverick's nice.
His wife was pregnant with Maverick at the time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boomer.
They say at some point, if they ask why I'm not competing, we'll see what my answer is then. Anything for the kids, says Michael Phelps.
Nice.
Justin Timberlake reacts to Lance Bass jokingly shading him. Did you see this story?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's the classic, I guess Lance was texting Justin and Justin never responds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
On Sunday, Lance shared a TikTok video of him dancing along with the caption, "When JT finally responds to my text." He also wrote, "It's the little things," while tagging Justin in the post. After seeing the post, Justin took to the comments to respond, "Once the babies show up, your unavailability will make all make sense, bro." Easy for me to say. To which Lance responded, "Touche."
Using the kid excuse.
Yeah, it's true. It's good for a while.
Total kid excuse. Tom Hanks is auctioning off his custom Land Cruiser. It's expected to sell for $125,000.
Oh.
It's green with a white roof, has chrome wheels, four-wheel drive, a Sony stereo, and Tom signed the dashboard.
Oh, that sounds so perfect.
Tom signed the dashboard. That's perfect for Violetta. This one's perfect for Whip. AV Club says a new Sopranos Monopoly game is out, Whip.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Maybe you can buy the Bada Bing.
I would love to.
That'd be
fantastic. Is that on like, you
is
know,
that
the expensive, is that yeah. the expensive section of the board?
I don't know.
I'm curious. What is that?
Call the shots in Monopoly. The Sopranos based on the Emmy award-winning mob drama, buy, sell, and trade popular locations like Tony Soprano's house, Satriali's pork store, before wheeling and dealing at the Bada Bing.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See, this just came into my brain. I feel like the entire board of Monopoly is based on Atlantic City, New Jersey. Anyway.
Is it?
I think it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, just around the corner,
right? Exactly. So the Sopranos, it fits.
It's perfect. And finally, on Tidbit Tuesday, back to the movies. No Time to Die. Have you seen the teaser trailer celebrating James Bond's return to theaters? I saw it last night for the first time, finally.
Is it still not out?
No.
It was supposed to be out like 3 years ago.
Wasn't it? For real.
Literally like 3 years
it was
ago.
A long time.
No Time to Die with Rami Malek and, of course, Ralph Fiennes is in that.
Oh.
And what's his name?
Daniel Craig.
When they see the movie,
they're going to be like, oh, my God, I don't remember this.
He's like, I gave up Bond like 2 years ago.
Back when we were young. We were kids then.
No Time to Die. What is that, November it comes out now?
Really?
Something like that this year? Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I can't keep track of James Bond.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta, number 3.
Universal and Peacock have closed a reported $400 million deal for a new Exorcist movie franchise that will include Ellen Burstyn from the original. She was the mother of the demon-possessed child.
Oh, wow.
She's alive?
I know. That's what I said when I heard the story.
I hope so, because that's what I read.
A lot of money involved in that.
Odds? Trending on Twitter, number 2.
Nokia might be seeing a huge comeback after announcing their life-proof smartphone that is considered military grade. It takes a beating in a new company showcase commercial where that's trending right now. Someone spills coffee on it, then rinses it off in a sink. A girl's playing outside with it and drops it on the sidewalk like 3 times. No scratches. It can go through extreme heat and drops from up to 6 feet. It comes in blue and black, and it's going to cost you about $550.
My daughter could wreck it in 10 minutes.
I don't know.
For sure. For sure. Human destruction. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
Kanye. Kanye is back in the news again.
Again?
I know. Well, it's like every day this week he's doing something. A rep saying that Kanye is living inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium till he finishes his album.
He's living in the stadium.
Yeah.
Is he recording it there, or he just decided, I feel like I want to live in a stadium?
Well, so if you remember, Kanye had a massive listening party last week. 72,000 people were there. He didn't sing. He didn't dance. They just listened to what he has already.
That's a lot of bored 72,000 people.
That's true.
So ever since then, I guess he never left because a lot of people were thinking his album was going to come out after the listening party. And he's like, my bad, it's not done. So he's like, I'm not leaving until it's finished. He was even spotted over the weekend at a soccer game because the stadium is still having events. He's just in part of the stadium recording.
I don't know if I'm buying this.
I don't know.
But
hey, it's Kanye.
Yeah. Kanye does Kanye.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.